Ace Podcast.
This is beer up.
Let's just bear it up, man. I'm just like, man, like all like fucking R2-D2 in this shit. All like, I'm trying to make R2-D2 noises with it, but it's just not.
Not working with you.
Sup, nerds? I'm your host, Spike.
I'm your co-host, Aldi.
And we are the Sup Nerds NSFW Podcast. Yeah. So we got some quick shout outs to do.
Shout outs.
So after our final, season season finale episode of Death Save, someone left a message on the Blogspot, like forum or whatever, and was like, I forget what he said, but it was like, my heart will go on, I think. It was anonymous, so otherwise we'd give you a shout out.
Right, if we knew who you were.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like sarcastically like, oh, my heart will go on, or if it was like, I don't know, if he was just joking around or whatever, but yeah. Hey, yeah, leave us an iTunes review that just says my heart will go on.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, but let's see. Oh, our password required friends tweeted at us.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I love those guys. I was trying to get them on Death Save, but then everything fell through, so we will get them on eventually, though, because they're fucking hilarious.
I do love those guys.
They said that the Death Save sounded like, because Patrick listens, and I don't know who else listens. But Zach said it sounds like Death Save sound, or maybe it was Brock. I don't remember. It was either Zach or Brock said it sounds like Running Man Double Dare thing or something like that. Like
Running Man Double
Dare? Yeah, yeah. Like combination Running Man and Double Dare or something, which is what we should change the format of Death Save into.
You just play really dumb games.
But to the death.
Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
That would be good.
That's probably a Japanese like.
Yeah, somebody. Show Definitely somebody in Asia has done that before.
Yeah, probably. Probably Japan. Man, I can't.
Japanese.
Dude, so I was on Adrian's podcast earlier because I guess Ramses is not. I don't know if he was sick. Everybody's fucking sick this week.
It's a bad week.
It's going around. Dan's not going to be on Death Save tonight because he's sick. I can feel a scratch in my throat, but I'm trying.
I was sick like last week.
Josh was all fucked up, so I'm sure I'm going to get it. But anyway, Ramses couldn't make it onto CudaCast. Coup day cast. I keep saying cootie cast.
Cootie cast.
But he couldn't make it on, so Adrian had me on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Got to talk to Adrian. We talked about Christmas shopping and stuff like that.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, because I kind of wanted to talk about Christmas shit, but...
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we're going to talk about more Christmas stuff.
Yeah, which it's going to be Christmas cast. It'll be Charles's favorite.
Well, I kind of realized that there's like we only have one more show between now and Christmas. Like,
right.
That's fucking insane.
It's pretty crazy, dude. Yeah, we'll be at about a half a year at that point.
Yeah,
since we started more, I think.
Getting close to we're past half a year because I'm almost a year on YouTube.
Oh right, and we started the podcast a week or two after.
Yeah, shortly after I started doing YouTube.
I don't remember exactly when, but so yeah, we're gonna have a 50th thing coming up eventually, and we might postpone the 50th. We'll do like 49.1, 49.2, and then Josh is back, 50. Yeah. Suck it, nerds. it's been a brutal day, dude. Like, Dan messaged us early. Thank goodness he messaged us early this morning, and not to like shame him or anything for being sick. It's
no,
just,
you can't help that shit.
But I was like, oh, well, we should do something, dude, because we have to get something by Wednesday, and fucking... Yeah, so I started writing up Tomb of Horrors. We're gonna, and then I realized, you know, we could do D&D, but fuck it, let's do Dungeon Crawl Classics.
Nice. Well, I mean, Dungeon Crawl Classics is designed for that sort of game.
Exactly. Right? It's
where you're just putting dudes into the meat grinder.
Yep.
Yeah. Gross.
So yeah, I'll be on three podcasts today, recording three podcasts.
That's busy.
Yeah, it's busy.
I feel bad, man, because like a lot of people around me have been like super insanely busy.
Yeah.
And I have not been. Like, I'm always just like, I'm just going to take a nap.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks have been insane because it's like the week before finals, which is pretty much finals week, like 1.0, and then finals week is 1.1 or whatever. But yeah, this is the first finals week that I've been like, fuck everything. This sucks. I'm so fucking busy writing shit that I should have done at the beginning of the semester.
Yeah. Yeah.
But. So that was kind of pretty much my week.
Week, man, we finished up the musical.
Awesome.
Done.
I'm sorry that I didn't see it, but...
Well, I mean, yeah, it's fine.
I'll see every other... At this rate, I'll see every other one that you do. Yeah. So
it was okay. Like, it was... this musical was one that I've been wanting to do for like 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's a show I've been very familiar with, and I'm a huge fan of it. So I was really glad that I got to be a part of it, but I am so fucking glad it's done.
Yeah.
I am just so...
Musicals are brutal, dude. Brutal on your body, really.
Yeah, like my back has been really fucked the last couple of days, but more than that, I just think like... I don't know. It's sort of hard to describe. Like for some reason, this experience, this show is more draining than most shows that I've done in the past.
I have a theory, and it might be that you just got off of being a monarch at AmGUARD.
Yeah, that's true.
So basically being the president of a nonprofit organization, then you're constantly doing two podcasts, which just recording, like getting together and talking for like a couple hours a week. We're drinking and it's great. We're going to burp a bunch. It's going to be so suck good. It up, nerds. I don't care. But I'll care later when I'm editing. Right. I'll be like, oh, it's so gross. It sounds so foul. But I think that might be it, is like you're so taxed with like that plus being in a relationship is a type of stress. It's the positive stress, right? But it's stress.
Yeah.
It's still things.
I think like at this point, I've been kind of reevaluating my life and trying to figure out where I can cut some more time out, you know?
Right.
Because I've been really so busy. So I think I'm going to start being really selective about the plays I tried to get involved into. I mean, like, I don't regret doing any of the shows, because I did 3 shows this year. And that's, I mean, it's about 2 months, maybe a little bit more per show. So like half of my year I was doing a show.
Yeah, and lots of rehearsals.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. So I think like the rest of the season at the Black Box, there's only like one show that I'm kind of interested in. So, and that's like way down the line. So I think I'm going to sort of slow my roll a little bit on acting.
Yeah.
I'd like to do more tech stuff, because I can do tech stuff like during the week, like set building and helping with props and that sort
of stuff. Yeah, that stuff's always, I mean, it's less time demanding and more physical.
Yeah. Cause I have a shit ton of free time during the day. Yeah. That's where all my free time is. Like, it's at night where everything starts to get really fucked up.
Right. Yeah, it's because Dan can't record the death save. He's works and he's got kids and shit, so he's got all kinds of responsibilities. And I'm free all the time. But I know that you're super preoccupied.
Yeah, I think plays. I just need to... Because I really want to focus a little bit more on the podcast.
Cool.
And I want to focus a lot more on the YouTube channel. An interesting cool thing that happened with the YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah?
One of my videos I just noticed it today, got over 1,000 views.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, it's the sword making with Sane. Well, over 1,000 views. It's like 1,027 right now. It's weird because it's not me. It's not like one of my videos. Like, it's not me doing something. Like, but I filmed it, I edited it, and it's on my channel. So I do feel ownership of it.
Right.
And I'm very proud that video actually made it to that many views. So I was like, I was all fucking jazzed. I was like, holy shit, look at this stuff. 1,000 views. That's pretty
fucking
insane.
Suck a dick, motherfuckers. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, people have like clicked on that video over 1,000 times. That's...
It's me, just over and over.
Right? No, just like, I love that, like that first 5 seconds.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's good, dude.
Yeah, that was basically my week.
Oh, news. Big news for us, and we'll see how it turns out for you nerds at home. But we joined the Ace Podcast Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, after we got done having Adrian on, he asked us, hey, do you want to join the network? It'll probably help you guys out. And so just this week, we got all the information and got up on it. Yeah, so hopefully that'll increase our numbers. I don't know. But if not, whatever. It's kind of cool to have, like, a community. Like, you know, because I've talked about that before. Like, it's kind of hard to find that community. And, like, you know, with Smash Fiction, we have those friends. But it's like, if we just have them on, then it doesn't feel like, you know, this is just talking to our friends, you know. It doesn't feel like we're doing podcasting, I guess.
It doesn't feel like we're expanding.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Just riding off their coattails, which...
which has been good for us.
Which has been great. It's really increased our numbers. So thanks, Smash Fiction.
Thank you, Smash Fiction. Yeah, really. I mean, every time they give us a shout-out, like, we see our numbers jump exponentially.
Yeah. So that's great.
It is fantastic, but I know what you mean. You know, with the podcast, with both of the podcasts, and even with my YouTube channel, like... We're all three of these things are lacking a community
yeah.
of And I hate to even say it of fans because I don't I don't like the idea of like being like, oh, we have this many fans, we have this many fans. Like, I would rather have a community that's engaged.
Yeah.
You know, like, we talk to them, they talk to us. You know, it's like a conversation back and forth. I would love to have something like that with the podcasts and the YouTube channel.
But I think that it's just a matter of numbers, really. Because, I mean, like, we have a few, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, like, it's something that we've never experienced before. We've never experienced growing as a podcast. So we can't say that this is a weird thing that we don't get replies from people. Maybe it's like, maybe we actually are have very vocal fans compared to like most other people. Yeah, you know, it's like, if you think about like the top podcasts, they have like hundreds of reviews on iTunes and stuff, but they also have like hundreds of thousands of people downloading each week. So
and they have like sponsorships and fucking they kind of
good editors.
No, I think you're
I'm getting
good.
There.
I did finally listen to the third episode of the Halloween special.
That's pretty good.
I laughed my ass off through that whole thing because it was just things that like got said or happened that I completely forgotten about.
That's the best part about editing, dude. Especially if I wait a week, is like I'll be like, oh, I completely forgot about that. It's fucking hilarious.
Like the when you like told me that I nailed it. Oh, I forgot all about that. And
you
cracked
nailed
me
it.
That and then like when we were doing magic tricks back and forth. Like I completely forgot about that. That was so funny.
Me and Josh are usually kind of the not jokesters, I guess. Like, I mean, I don't know. We joke around, but
We joke around a lot.
But it's usually me and Charles that like kind of won't shut up. Like he'll tell a joke, and I'll be like, "Oh, I want to get in on this." And but me and Josh were like being assholes. Kind of, I mean, not being assholes.
No,
but, like,
we were just really energetic.
Yeah, it was one of those like I'm so sleep deprived and tired from you get that that like. Specifically gaming tiredness, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where you start to lose your mind
a little bit. Thing that you can only get from playing role-playing games. But kind of went off on a tangent. But, yeah, hey, thanks to Adam and all the other cool people at Ace Podcast Network.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. And
we really appreciate it.
So if you haven't checked them out, go check them out. There you can see our pictures up on over there. And
we have pictures.
Yeah, we have pictures. It's just naked pictures of Josh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it me in a Santa hat? Yep. A red banana hammock.
And not even that.
Oh.
Just naked.
Oh.
So, yeah, hopefully, I mean, I don't think that that will affect you nerds in any way. No, it won't. I mean, it's just letting you guys know that why there's a bumper at the front of our podcast now and at the end.
I think it's cool. Like, I mean, that's a big thing in the YouTube community.
Right.
Is, you know, you have networks and stuff that they help provide resources and information and support and.
Yep.
So, fuck yeah. Like, I don't see any problem with it, even though I thought you signed us up for something completely different.
Right. So, I've been messaging Josh and Dan for, like, the week and being like, what do you guys think of this? Like, what do you think? And they're like, well, we don't care.
Yeah.
And it turns out Josh thought I was switching from, Podomatic, our third-party host or whatever, to a different one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, he just thought we were switching, host sites and I was like, dude, why don't you, like, I was kind of like, I wasn't mad or anything, but I was like, maybe Josh is depressed or something and he's like, he just doesn't seem to care about this. And
yeah,
like,
I thought it was something completely different.
Right. Yeah. No.
I would have been way more into it if I had actually known what was happening.
Yeah. As soon as you described that to me, I was like, oh, okay. No wonder you were like, just like, whatever, Spike, shut up.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Shut the fuck up. Just do it. Just, like, whatever.
It's your fucking money. You fucking put the podcast where you want to put the podcast. I don't fucking care, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. That's basically how I felt.
Yeah. But no, we're still on shitty old Podomatic.
Yeah. Yay!
Yay!
Thanks, Podomatic.
Yeah.
For being shitty.
Well,
and being on you.
It's all on you, Podomatic.
Yeah.
But after a year, our time will be up with them and we can switch to Libsyn with all our.
Oh, we have like a contract with? I mean, I'm not, just so people aware, like, there's a reason why at the beginning of our podcast that Spike says he's the host and I'm the co-host.
It's only because I pay.
Yeah, well, it's because like you do everything like with the podcast, and I actually, if I remember correctly, we sort of designed it that way.
Yeah,
that was sort of the concept originally,
that way you could concentrate on your YouTube and I can concentrate on this. And at the time we were talking about doing Let's Plays, but we didn't really have it figured out, so
the original idea was that we are both, like, the YouTube channel and the podcast are under we're both sub nerds, right? Right. Like, we're all, this is all like under the futuristic concept of like a company
a mega corporation.
Right. Yeah. That's called sub nerds. And we all like have our own little individual.
They're making a documentary about it. It'll Blade Runner 2.
Yeah. It's like that movie about a boy where it's just going to be like every, like, every few years they're just here. I mean, they're filming now.
Yeah.
They've been filming for over a year. And it's pretty, getting tired.
It'd be so much easier if we just did the podcast. But the people at home don't realize that, like, we're being filmed too.
All the time.
And they require that we're naked.
All the time.
And they require that I fondle their genitals.
All the time.
It's the worst. But yeah, Ace Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Dude, I was contemplating, like, because they say, like, that was one of the things, like, I looked up as soon as Adrian said that. I was like, well, let's see what would change. And they're like, hey, you make your shit, mm-hmm. and all you do is we're a community that helps each other.
Right, yeah.
So I was like, that sounds cool. But also I was like, dude, I kind of want to just, like, make the worst, not, like, worst quality, but, like, the most vulgar,
right,
shitty,
yeah,
horrible, like,
just say really,
really,
just read Trump tweets.
Just Trump tweets, but be like, yeah, I love
him. Agree with him. Yeah.
I love Trump.
Yeah. You're like, fuck yeah, build that fucking wall. I want you to build a wall all over my face.
Trump's murder. Yeah. We don't support Trump.
No, we do not.
Think he's real dumb and looks like a pumpkin. He's a Trumpkin.
Trumpkin.
Oh, yeah, so that's we're on Ace Podcast. So.
That's pretty cool.
I've said that only 15 times now.
Well, you have to get them in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mandatory now.
Yeah.
Now everyone will be like, oh, man, you know what? I'm really in the mood for some Ace Podcast Network.
Ace Podcast Network. Supports Trump.
Right. Man, you know, I'm really thirsty. Let me get a sip of this Ace Podcast Network beer.
and
they're going to kick us off.
And then next week, just like, oh, sorry, guys.
We are no longer on his podcast.
Death Save can stay.
Oh, that's great.
That would be... That's our goal.
Right, yeah.
Get Sutner's kicked off, and Death Save can stay.
You know what? I've been thinking about it. Like, Death Save has been taken off,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing.
I knew it would happen.
I'm really proud of Death Save, but I've been thinking of, like, why that has and why Sutner's hasn't.
It's because we don't have a specific...
Exactly. We're not focused on any one thing. But you know what? I'm kind of okay with that.
Me too. But I was also thinking about a way that we could remodel Death Save once we hit 50. Not Death Save, Sutner's once we hit 50 is... I'm doing air quotes now, a gaming, like, tabletop gaming podcast where we actually sit around and bullshit about new games and shit like that.
Right.
But, I mean, who cares if we go off on tangents, because fucking every podcast does.
Right, yeah.
So we'll be one of those podcasts that goes off on... I mean, in other words, nothing will change. We'll just say that we're a tabletop.
Right.
And we'll try to work in some fucking thing, kind of like how we do with video games.
I don't mind, like the way we do it, you know, because we just bullshit. I mean, the whole point of this was that... before we started the podcast, like, usually I would come over to Spike's place and we would just, like, talk.
Hang out, yeah.
For a couple hours. That we wouldn't play games. We wouldn't do, like, fun activities. We would just talk and bullshit and make each other laugh. And so we were like, why aren't we recording this?
You know?
So I'm kind of okay with the sort of off the wall. We're just going to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. But at the same time, I think if we want more numbers... and stuff that, we should focus up a little bit.
Yeah, it'll help out a bunch. I know it will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do a DCC.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So I was going to do a topic today for, but I think it needs a little bit more work. But I was thinking about, like, why I don't like Dungeon Crawl Classics as a player. Mm-hmm. Like, right. And I think it's just me. And I realize that it's one of those things, like, that I'm just too nice of a guy to be like, human life is useless. Kill them all,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
And I realized, like, that's the concept of how you play Dungeon Crawl Classics. If you're not familiar with Dungeon Crawl Classics, basically it's a similar to second edition or first edition Dungeons and Dragons, where you're just a piece of shit when you start out.
Yep.
And you're gonna, like, so you make four characters, and I think we've talked about this before.
It's called a funnel.
Yeah, yeah. Just in case, yeah, you make the funnel, and it funnels you down to essentially one character, and then once you're done with the first. Oh, Jesus. Fucking nice. Burpcast!
Yeah, Burpcast. Going back to our roots.
Going back
with
to Burpcast. Yep, fucking episode 1 through 20. But, so you funnel down into one character who becomes exponentially more badass than the level 0 character. I've never played it past zero, so I don't know.
Yeah, they don't get that much more powerful. They really don't. Bump. Not really. No.
I thought there was supposed to be like a big bump once you got level one.
You got well, because you get like a class and shit. Uh-huh. And so, like, you might get spells, and, like, you, as a fighter, you might get some shit, but I really don't see that big of a difference, because your HP is still garbage.
Right, and I looked over, I'm running Dungeon Crawl Classics later tonight,
yeah,
ladies
I'm glad you know what you're talking about, then.
Yeah, but I'm not leveling you guys up at all, you're just gonna fucking die.
All right, that is,
No, I really don't, so if I fuck up a rule, like, just let me know, and I'll be like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
Fuck it.
That we care, but.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I realized, like, that's, like, kind of... I'm taking philosophy this semester. That's kind of, like, strict utilitarianism, where... Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but...
I'm an idiot, so...
so am I, but I had to take classes, and they try to teach me things, and I actually learn things, but only after I take the test.
Right, yeah.
So, I was thinking, actually, about linking... Okay, so I'm going to do this eventually, where I link my professor, my philosophy professor... a link to the podcast, and then, but it'd be funnier to link her to this one,
right?
Because we're just talk shit. But, so hey, Dr. Keller, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. Not sorry, but so yeah, it's like kind of like strict utilitarianism, where okay, so like the gist of it is it's sort of meant to be a good thing, but it's like I only had one beer, but maybe I'm a little too drunk to actually explain this, but okay, so
great.
Okay, so I just had a great idea for a podcast where Spike gets drunk and talks philosophy.
Oh, we should do a podcast where you get drunk and I get stoned, and then we try to have conversations.
We could call it Lost in Translation.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, so Spike's too drunk, but look up strict utilitarianism, you folks at home, and it's basically like you've heard of the trolley cart thing, right? I think I've talked to you about
this. I know of trolley carts.
Okay, so the counter to utilitarianism is the trolley cart theory thing, I think is what it's called. And it asks you questions like, would you... Okay, so there's five people on a track and one person on another track. So the train is going to go and kill the five people, but you can flip the switch and kill one. What do you do? And then it escalates from there to where... It goes like, so that's utilitarianism. Utilitarianism is you flip the switch and you kill the one and save the five.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing how this could be Dungeon Call Classics now, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm laughing because I'm like, so I took a philosophy class as well many, many years ago. And being a tabletop gamer, whenever like they would pose that, I'm like, all right, well, what can I do to the train? What skills do I have?
Skills do I have? I roll to disable train.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, how great would it be?
Oh, no, we've talked about this.
You do a one-shot where you're like, okay, you're on the top of a hill. There's a train track. Like, there's a train. What do you do?
It's going to run over five people or one person. What do you do?
Oh, shit. What weapons do I have? Do I have any spells?
No, you're level zero shit because this is Dungeon Crawl Classics.
That'd be great.
No, we've talked about this before because...
I think we have.
Yeah. So, yeah, towards the end, it gets like, well, you know, would you kill the fat person, one fat person, or five people? And, like, sort of making it so that's where it really relates to Dungeon Crawl Classics, where you funnel out those shitty characters. Mm-hmm. You put the shitty ones in danger, and you keep the cool ones that you want to keep. So it's sort of like the same, like, placing value on lives. Like, this life is worth more than that value. Mm-hmm. Which, when you look at it from afar, like, most people would say... Like, the life of a child is worth more than the life of some shitty fucking Nazi or something like that, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, but then when you look at it like, well, you know, how much can you rationalize this? Like, could you say, like, this fat person is worth less than these people? Like,
I'm a sociopath, so I don't need to rationalize it.
You're just like, fucking...
kill the baby and the Nazi, I don't give a shit.
Right? Like, whenever they're like, okay, there's five people on one track, and then one on another. Okay, I kill the five, and then I shoot the one.
And then, well, the other one's tied down, so he can't struggle. So I just slowly strangle him, and I just watch the light fade from his
eyes. And then I go to the next house, and I kill that person. I kill the train conductor. I kill you. So Dr. Keller, I swear I'm not crazy. So I'm gonna get kicked out of school.
Love it.
Yeah, that's so great. Good. It's great. It's so Ace good. Podcast Network. I don't think we've ever drank on Sup Nerds before.
I don't know.
This
man.
Should become a routine because it's
Right. Well, like, I was actually talking to my roommates about it last night that I don't really drink anymore. Like, right. I'll have beer. Like,
Gaming with Dan and them is the only times I drink. But yeah.
That idea of, like, let's sit down and drink and, like, get drunk. Yeah. I'm like, man, I'm almost 32. That shit sounds exhausting.
Yep.
Like, it just does not appeal to me anymore. So, like, the last time I was at Spotted Dog, Burpcast, I had one drink, like one beer, and I was like halfway to drunk.
It's done.
Yeah.
Their beers are a little potent.
Well, they are extremely potent. Yeah. So, like, even like this one, like New Belgium Fat Tire, Amber Ale, new podcast, Ace Podcast Network Fat Tire is like, it's making me feel a little loosey, which is kind of crazy, but
I'm drinking a little something.
A little something.
Oh, God, I'm not going to try and pronounce that. Lagentius. That's probably close to right.
It sounds like poison.
Yeah.
Or like a Harry Potter spell.
Lagentius. Laviosa. It's pronounced Lagentias, not Lagentios.
Wow, that's bitch.
Great. Bitch. Dude, oh my God, we played Monster Hearts. It was great.
I read the Ben is recap. Amazing about games that he always puts a recap to our Facebook page.
Yeah, he does really good recaps. It's great
and I
to
was
do.
Like reading and I was like, fuck, that sounds like so much fun. Because I think the problem was when we played it initially is that we were focused too much on the monster aspect.
Right.
And not being teenagers in high school.
No, like that was kind of the thing too. Like at one point, okay, so I played a Selkie and we're kind of like where am I? We're the Ali Sheedy character from Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
the
weird, like kooky, but we're also like a seal from the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen Kiss on a Rose from a Grave.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I am a seal, but a girl, but a foreign exchange student, Korean girl.
Nice.
So,
but you have the heart and soul of seal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. I sing so good. Cause you do sing. You're like a siren also is the thing. So you gain like a ability to sing.
You just sit on top of cars.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
You're too excited.
I can't do it. Spike, you just gotta calm down.
Yeah, you gotta chill out with that whistle, bro. Just kidding. I love those things. You can do that all you want.
It's such a nice slide whistle.
Well, it's like what I love is that like you can get like those slide whistles that are like really cheap plastic pieces of shit,
and they're shitty.
But that is like metal, and it's huge. It's like a foot long. Like,
I want to put distortion on it.
Like Dan really knocked it out of the park with that slide whistle.
Yeah,
he really did.
Oh, maybe it's not that good. Like our listener base is
just like screaming in pain because their ears are bleeding.
Stop, Spike, stop. Well, I can turn that. But anyway, I was a Selkie.
Oh yeah, we're talking about something.
I had an ability that made me do stupid things. Like basically, I'm fish out of water. I don't know what I'm doing. So anytime I acted that could be like detrimental to myself, like I would gain experience from that. And, halfway through, Ben was like, I mean, because, you know, Ben was being a good GM, and he was, like, trying to moderate it and be like, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, which is totally, like, totally, yeah, do that. Mm-hmm. But also I pointed out, like, well, you know, I'm a teenage girl. Shouldn't me embarrassing myself be just as detrimental
it's
to me
true.
Getting stabbed? Like,
yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Like, for real, dude. Like, you know, me fighting a werewolf and
cyber
me...
Cyberbullying is a real threat.
I don't know why that made me laugh so much. Because you're so real when you said cyberbullying is a real threat. This message brought to you by the Ace Podcast Network.
I'm so sorry, Ace Podcast Network.
They say like, hey, don't worry about it. You do your podcast. But...
Well, that is cool. I think we're also just like a really where I think we're being really self-aware.
Yeah,
because we are now part of like some greater community,
so we want to ruin it right away.
Right? So we're just like, oh shit, we say a lot of really fucked up things on this podcast.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't say that you're self-destructive, but you have a bit of that like nihilistic tendency, right?
I do. Yeah.
And I'm like fucking just ruin everything I touch. No, right. I really am, dude. I'm so self-destructive, and it's so subconscious.
Yeah.
I like.
It happens.
I constantly think about like. Past relationships, and I'm like, man, like, you know, I really drive them to it. Like, I get treated like shit sometimes, but
yeah,
maybe I'm drinking too much. but I mean, honestly, like, I'm really self-destructive, dude. I really kind of, if you go out with me,
no, I have a girlfriend. Sorry,
I'm self-destructive. Maybe I'm the Minotaur. Back to Monster Hurts.
But... What? Is that what we were talking about? Yeah, I thought we were getting like really real for a second.
Yeah, I was, but I'm done. Okay. I'm done with that now. The fuck? I'm done with that now.
We are like all over the place.
I'm never that real, Josh.
No, yeah, you're a figment of my imagination. Yeah,
I'm always joking. Crying inside.
Oh, shit. What did I see the other day? It was like people who think about death a lot are funny.
I believe it.
I didn't read the article because I hate that stupid clickbaity bullshit on Facebook, because usually those websites are designed to take you to multiple websites so that they get ad revenue.
It's such garbage,
it's so bullshit. So I rarely click on them, but I saw that and I was like, oh, yeah, I can see that. Like, you're just fucking morbid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I read that people like that have a better sense of humor just because you're willing to joke about more things, which is my problem. I joke about way too many things, and then I'll be like, oh, that's right. People get offended from time to time. Like, whoops.
Fuck people. Like, I was thinking about it today, man.
I mean, I would fuck them all if I could.
Let's get real deep.
This
is going to be a deep podcast. Like, I was, like, thinking about, like, shit we could talk about. I was like, oh, we could talk about the new Spider-Man trailer. No, let's fuck that. Let's talk about how we're doomed as a species.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, let me tell you, I've been researching philosophy, man. I know. Like, you can bring up those notes.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there was a report this week that New Mexico, I can't remember if they were like number one or they're like definitely in the top three, like worst. New Mexico has the worst drivers in the nation. Like, we lead in pedestrian deaths in the nation.
Because people don't pay attention.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, no shit. Mm. People in New Mexico are fucking stupid. And the thing is, though, it's not necessarily the driver's fault. Like, Dan bought me a Funko Dementor for Christmas, and I'm like, you came towards
Funko. It's one of those pop figurines.
Yeah, I love it. It's so cute.
And he's like pointing it at me, like, and I want to be like, expecto patronus.
Yeah, I actually need to repaint this. This is pretty bad. But anyway.
Well, I mean, it's like factory produced.
But it's not necessarily the driver's fault. Uh-huh. Because pedestrians in New Mexico are stupid fucking stupid too.
Right, dude? Like, I come here from Albuquerque, right? And in Albuquerque, pedestrians are okay. There's still some fucking
they're
idiots.
Used to like the big city, lots of cars.
Yeah. If you live around Central, if you've lived around Central, you know how to cross a fucking street. But people here, it's just like, dude.
No. Yeah. It's fucking retarded. It seems like it's getting worse. Like, the other day, Becca and I were driving around, and, like, it was night, right? So it was fucking dark, and, like, half of the streets in Las Cruces don't have lights on them. And so some, like, dude just bolts across the road.
It's like a cat.
So, like, I hit the brakes, and I was like, the fuck? Like that's an easy way to get yourself killed.
Yeah.
And drove, like, a couple more blocks, and someone else fucking does it. Just, like, runs out into the middle of the street. And it's just like, fuck, that shit happens all the time in Las Cruces.
Yeah, people are just, they don't fucking know how to do anything. It's really, like, most people should not drive, honestly.
No, it's true. Like, I've only been in two accidents my whole life. Both times I was rear-ended. No damage to me or my truck, so great there. But, like, both times the other person was on their fucking cell phone.
Yeah, well.
And you know what makes me sad? No, not makes me sad, but it is sad that there are other places where people, it's still legal to drive on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Because they're not fucking idiots. So, like, in Ohio, where my parents live, it's completely legal to drive and be on your cell phone because, you know, like, here, people are, like, the second they get distracted by anything, they're careening off the road and taking out, like, a school bus full of kindergartners.
Dude, so fucking side tangent. Okay. Like, so, he said Ohio. So, okay, the last, like, couple of Friday night dinners with Ben, he's brought his, like, poetry friends. Like
okay,
you know, like, because he's like a
He's like a poet. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So he's, like,
he wants to be.
He's got like a degree in it. You know, he listens. Used to listen to this before I was on the Ace Podcast Network.
No, Ben is a
no.
Very
apparently,
good poet.
They're really jealous of his poetry too.
Yeah, Ben is good.
He is. Yeah,
Ben is very good.
You're such a shit talker. He wants to be, but like,
I am in a mood. I meant to tell you earlier before we started recording. Like, when I was driving over here, was when I was thinking about the whole, like, cell phone shit.
Yeah,
and, like, I was just in my car, just fucking fuming. And then I was like, man, maybe I should tell Spike that I'm going to be I'm going to be like in a little bit of a foul mood, because, like, when we record, I try really hard to be like a very nice and positive sort of person.
I think that you can be mean. You just gotta, like see, no, because, like, see, now,
I thought you were just giving me permission to be mean, but it sounded like You can be mean.
Josh, you hurt my fucking feelings sometimes.
Eat a dick, Spike. I don't care.
No, I think that like this, like we've established now, the listeners at home know that like, you know, you're just in a bad mood. We're just being goofy and shitty today. Like we're going to.
I really am in a kind of a foul mood.
Yeah, that sucks. But all right. So one of the poetry people is from Ohio. Oh. And every time he's come to dinner, I'm always like, you're from Ohio, right? I have a friend that. From Ohio, and that's where it ends. I'm like, where were you going with that, Spike?
Yeah,
he doesn't care. You don't have anything to talk about Ohio with, but
it's actually pretty phenomenally weird how many people I meet.
Oh, hold on.
Pause.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, it's James. Hi, James. It's pretty weird how many people I actually meet from Ohio here in New Mexico. Like, there's a lot of us here, and I think it's like people are like, oh, fuck, Ohio, it sucks, it's cold, we're leaving, where's warm?
Where's the warmest, driest place we can go
to? So, like, people from Ohio just disperse.
Grab a mic if you want. We probably want to do at least another 10 minutes.
Yeah. James just walked in the door. What's up, James?
We're going to do some death save, it's going to be great.
Yeah, we're not playing Dungeons & Dragons, we're going to be playing DCC, Dungeon Crawl Classics.
Well, crap.
You should talk into that microphone.
Oh, no. Mics don't exist in the world.
I know. God damn it. He's like Charles.
Charles is my mentor, guys.
Yeah. No, get up on it. Get up on that.
Yeah,
mic.
You got to kind of suck it stick.
Yeah, okay. Get up on it. Like, you can move it closer to you.
Where's the stand so I can pick it up? Thing.
Just move it closer. There you go. Don't be afraid of it. It's not going to bite.
It might. Because it's part of the Ace Podcast Network.
Ace Podcast Network.
I've been bitten by Mike before.
Let's get some form of nerdy topic in here. Did you guys see the Spider-Man trailer?
Yes.
No. Well, I think I saw a bit of one. What was it? Fucking.
It was like a little all over the place, actually.
Miles Morales kisses.
Yeah, it wasn't consistent about the story.
So in the comic books, Miles Morales and like Spider-Gwen have a thing.
Oh.
And speaking of Friday Night Dinner and Ben, I was like, so in the latest comic, Miles Morales kisses Spider-Gwen, and he was like, that doesn't seem right. And I think he was like saying, I don't know where he was coming from with that.
Right.
Like the continuity doesn't match up or something like that. But like, I was like, oh, is this where we secretly find out that you're a Trump supporter? Which he's totally not. He's the probably the exact opposite of what that would be.
So with the Spider-Man thing, I don't know whether I'm more excited about like Michael Keaton being the Vulture or a Spider-Man movie that actually is centered around like Peter's high school life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like they kind of did it in the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Right, but he was so old.
Yeah, he was like in his 40s.
Hey, I'm in high school.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
It was almost like a throwback to those old sitcoms where it's like, oh, we have the 30-year-olds playing like 15-year-olds.
It was pretty bad. So I'm actually really excited about that.
I loved the kid who plays Spider-Man's.
Oh, yeah. Shit, what is his name? Tom Holland?
Tony Stark
is playing.
That's 100% it.
It was funny, too. Like, that scene where, like, Tony Stark and Spider-Man, Peter Parker, were in the truck or in the car.
I haven't seen this one.
Oh, my God, you need to watch it. So, like, Tony Stark is giving, like, the kid, Peter Parker, like, some
job.
Yeah, just a
hand
blowy.
So the old man is fucking a kid?
Yeah.
Ace in the Podcast seat. Network. Yeah. We're trying to get kicked off of our network. James doesn't know. We're just testing the waters.
Yeah, we're just seeing.
You just want to see, like, where they'll finally draw a line and, like, tag you, I guess.
I guess we should do a disclaimer. Ace Podcast does not support anything that the Sutners say.
Well, obviously, if you're like pushing the, well, let's see how long it takes us before they're like, no.
You know what? I just realized exactly what we're doing. Huh. Like, remember back in the day at Membra's
self-destruction.
Yeah, remember at Membra's house?
Uh-huh.
Like, people would bring over, like, they're like, oh, here's my friend. He's really cool. His name is Steve. And we would just fuck with them all night long. We would just say the worst things to them that we could. And if they, like, made it through and had a good time, we're like, all right, you can come back. You're okay. And then, like, we would totally be chill the rest of the time. But, like, that first night that anybody came over to Members' house, we were brutal.
It's the Crucible, we call it.
You mean, like, 100% what you did to me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that? Exactly.
Yeah, you little piece of shit. Dude, your hair looks really good.
It does, right?
I'm not even kidding. I'm fucking jealous. I saw those pictures you took, and I was like, oh, man, there's a big old bald spot.
Oh, yeah, welcome to my life. Fuck.
Yeah, dude, I don't want your life. I don't want your life.
Yeah,
None of us want to be bald.
I have a girlfriend, so I'm just saying.
I was thinking about it, like, maybe... Okay, so I'm not that bald. Viewers at home.
No, you're not. You're not. You're
lady
really
viewers
not.
At home. Sexy single lady viewers at home.
Yes.
No.
No. I mean, you can check me out on Ace Podcast Network. There's a picture.
I mean, you're like, you're older than me, and you have more hair on your head than I do.
Right. I don't know how the gray is like working for my.
Oh, I love it. I wish I had your hair. Like, I wish I had as much hair as you do, and I wish it was the color of your hair.
I don't know, man. Like,
and then I wish I could just wear your face and sleep in your bed.
Ace Podcast Network. Dude, like, I like the way it looks, and I have had, but it seems like the girls that I've dated that like the way it looks are older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And, right. like, you know, that's fine. I don't care about age, really. Like, it's all about maturity more than anything else.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to do that anymore. I mean, that's just me. I just don't want to date older girls anymore. I think I'm done with it. Because somebody who's older and dumb enough to date me is probably... Never mind.
Well, I think there's a...
I don't want to talk shit.
There's a point, because, like...
I'm younger than you.
What? I mean, your hair's looking nice.
I mean, you do have nice hair.
Where'd you get your hair cut?
Chanel.
Yeah, Chanel did it.
All right. Dude, the last time I saw Chanel, like... I don't know, man. Like, there's been such, like, a weird, rude things to say to Spike when they see him. So, like, the other night, Ren, I scratched my face. I talked about this on the CudaCast, but I scratched my face a bit, and it turned out, like, red on my forehead.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just sitting there, and Ren is like, what the hell happened to your face? Or, like, like, what's wrong with your face? And I was like, eat a dick. Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, like, the last time I saw Chanel, she was like, you know, I can't, like, I just walk up to her, and she's like, you know, I cut hair. And I was like, all right. I mean... Fuck.
I mean, shit.
I guess I'm a hideous fucking chud.
How long ago was that? Like,
it was at Ren Faire.
I was going to say, because there was like a point where I told her you were cutting your hair by yourself.
I've never done that. I'm bad at it. I tried it in boot camp. Well, no, because
you did
the Marines.
Because you did that mohawk thing.
Oh, by yourself, I did that myself. Back.
And I talked to her about that.
Okay.
So
you're
that,
right.
But that might be part of it.
Yeah, and that's when I realized exactly how bald I am. Is like, I cut my hair into a mohawk, and there was like a spot that was like less hockey.
But I guess it could have been worse. I guess you could have been like, you know, I sell poison.
You know, Spike,
you know, I own a gun.
If you're ever feeling down, maybe just kill yourself.
Ace Podcast.
Ace Podcast Network.
Podcast.